guys, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I'm your host, Maggie Hart, coming to you again this week from my big comfy couch with my big cup of coffee. Holy crow, did it get cold this week. Arctic temperatures, it seems like, are in the air, and from what they're predicting, we're going to have these cold temps, and it's even going to get colder yet in the next 2 to 3 weeks, they're saying. Not like your typical winter, though, because it's winter, so we expect the temperatures to drop. They're saying Arctic freeze level. They've got New York in a panic. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so cold, it might be zero. What? Stop with the drama. Unless we're talking dinosaur extinction levels where they're frozen, flash frozen in a heartbeat with the vegetation still in their mouths, it's winter. It's gonna get cold. We're breaking some records. They're messing with the weather. We know they're messing with the weather. They have been messing with the weather. But the media circles are playing their games and they're dramatizing everything under the sun to try and, oh wait, the sun? You mean the thing we haven't seen but maybe 2 hours in 2 weeks? Why? Why haven't we seen sunlight? In a couple of weeks, there were like 2-3 hours of sunlight today. First sunlight in 2 weeks I've seen. And it's not just me. Different states are complaining of the same thing. There's no sunlight. Has anybody else noticed that feeds their birds that the birds have been unusually scarce for the last 6 months, but especially in the last month or so? What are they doing to our birds? Is it the 5G? Is it the EMF frequencies? There's something going on that is very unnatural. It may also partially be due to the chemtrails, but in the early fall, I found a dead bird in my bushes. It didn't hit a window. It was dead. It didn't have any signs of being attacked because I looked at it really closely. It just was dead. Something's going on. I always pay attention to the birds and to the squirrels and the chipmunks and the rabbits because when they start to act weird, you know something's up. When nature starts to disappear or be very quiet in times when they're normally singing or being active, that's something to pay attention to. And your domestic pets as well. Animals sense danger before we do. But the fact that they aren't around at all, I mean, typically I'll put a suet block out like every 2 days. I've had the same suet block out for almost 2 weeks and it's hardly touched. If anything is hitting it, it's the squirrels. I see the squirrels come. And typically even the squirrels would have devoured that block by now. Just them alone. I'm not hearing the birds singing. They're just not around. And I've talked to 5 or 6 different people, and everybody that watches birds is saying the same thing. That really bothers me because I think they're dying because I'm just not seeing them around. Pay attention to that. Because even at the feed store, when I go to buy bird seed, the people online that I'm talking to, same thing. They're not getting the amount of birds that they normally do, and they're just not seeing them or hearing them singing in the trees. That also makes me very angry because I love my birds. Anyway, I hope you're comfy and all tucked in on your reclining chair, sofa, floor, wherever you're at, listening to me tonight with your beverage of choice and your snacky snack, and you're ready to have a conversation about what's been going on this week. It's been another crazy one, hasn't it? Some of the topics I'm going to cover tonight: the city of San Francisco, the mayor, is suing major food companies. They filed a lawsuit against about 10 top food manufacturers, including Coca-Cola, Kraft, Heinz, Nestle, claiming their ultra-processed food products have contributed to a health crisis such as obesity, diabetes, cancer, etc., and they claim that they're having to pay for part of the healthcare costs as a result of these people getting sick, which is sort of ironic in nature because they're also a sanctuary city. So all of a sudden, is the mayor worried about the health of the immigrants that he's welcoming into the city and the benefits that he's paying for them? It's a question. Maybe Ahmad complained about the quality of the ingredients of the falafel that he obtained at the roadside stand from his cousin, who was also selling knockoff coach purses on the side. All cash money that he doesn't have to pay to the government because he's not a legal citizen. And oh, by the way, did he vote in the election for that guy? And is his cousin subsidizing his roadside stand with his food stamps that he's still getting from the government? Maybe they haven't caught up to him yet and stopped his benefits. Maybe he's one of the people that is still getting the $1,200 or more a month and driving a new car on the way to his doctor's appointment that we're paying for. Big food is out there like, but our snacks are part of American culture. Yeah, so is disappointment lately. And in another clippy, apparently on December 16th, Meta is going to start reading our DMs. Cute. Adorable. Because nothing says holiday spirit like Mark Zuckerberg scrolling through my messages like he's my toxic ex. Like, bro, if you wanted attention this bad, you could have just posted a thirst trap like everybody else. And they keep saying, we're only scanning for harmful content. Sure. Meanwhile, they're printing out my memes and hanging them in the employee lounge. Betcha. Honestly, the real crime is them seeing how many times I've typed LMAO. I'm not dealing with this today. I've got another clip of hospitals renaming the jabby jabs as biogenetics. Introducing biogenetics now with extra marketing. Why does that sound like the stuff the villain injects themselves with in the Marvel movies right before they grow tentacles? Obviously, enough people didn't trust it, so they just said, let's rename it something even more suspicious. Biogenics. That ain't soothing. That's the name of a laboratory that definitely is making cyborg poodles.
I'll be back.
Speaking of I'll be, the Mandela effect went crazy this week on the interwebs with the I'll Be Home for Christmas song. Apparently, it's been changed to You Can Plan on Me. It always used to say, at least to my recollection and many others that are my age and older, You Can Count on Me. Plan? No, absolutely not. Nobody plans anything during Christmas. We count on people. We count on failure. We count on someone burning the pie. We do not plan. This isn't Hallmark. This is Earth. Stop gaslighting me, universe. But seriously, I've been giving this a lot of thought, and it could be a Mandela thing, but also, the original copyrighted lyric, as registered in 1943 and archived, does say You Can Plan on Me. So are we disremembering it? And I checked it out on YouTube. Like, four of the versions that I looked at, some of them even had the lyrics on the screen, did say count. The older versions with Bing Crosby and Elvis said plan on me. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Mandela effect? Or is it a collective memory thing? Collective reinforcement? You know, decades of covers and radio plays and memes rather than a glitch in reality. Listen to the clippy later and let me know what you think. And we have a clippy about the bleach chicken crisis. I've seen three videos this week with people holding up packages of chicken, and they say even if it's organic, if it's got the water in it, it's been rinsed with bleach, and that the packaging is full of toxins. Basically, the grocery store is just selling us chicken-flavored chemical soup with anxiety seasoning. This whole time, I thought that smell when you open raw chicken was just chicken. No, it's D-Lysol. And don't even get me started on USDA organic. That label is basically like, we pinky promise it touched a plant once. Now, if you've been listening to me for years, you know that my pop and my dad were butchers, and that's something that used to be kind of a standard process in some places. Not my pop's place, of course, but some of the places, when they couldn't sell their chicken, they would rinse them in chlorine bleach to take the smell away. Yeah, that happened. So that the meat didn't smell rancid. And did you know that chickens are naturally dirty birds, especially the way that they're raised nowadays? Just saying. If you cut yourself with a knife when you've been cutting chicken, you can get one of the worst infections you'll probably ever have in your lifetime. And I know because it's happened to my pop a couple times. His whole hand swelled up from taking a cut when he was cutting up a piece of chicken. So, ew. It was standard practice to use gloves, especially if you had an open cut on your hand and you were going to work on chicken, because chances were you could get a really serious infection. Just throwing that out there for any of you that are cutting up birds for your dinners. And if you're like me and you're Italian and you're constantly slicing chicken breasts to make those wonderful cutlets, wash your hands before, and if you have any cuts on your hands, put some gloves on. Don't let the knife that's touched the chicken touch your open skin, because you'll be very sorry. When your hand swells to the size of a ham hock. Of course, they're going to deny this. According to recent reporting, less than 5% of U.S. poultry processing facilities still use chlorine-based rinses or sprays, and we all know that they tell the truth, right? The industry says that most now use other sanitizing methods, like acid-based washes, to reduce bacterial contamination, so Blanket claims that all chicken is bleached may be exaggerated, but even so. Probably my favorite clippy of the night is about the McDonald's smell chemist. Wait till you guys hear this one. There's a chemist who apparently creates fake smells to lure people into McDonald's. I knew it. I freaking knew it. Somebody in a lab coat was mixing chemicals like, needs more desperation. Oh, Ronald probably has a whole aromatherapy department up his striped sleeve. And we really need to pay attention to Britain, because what's happening there is what's headed here if they have their way, these bad guys. A poor British woman was arrested naked in her bathtub because, as if the cherry on the toxic McFlurry of madness wasn't enough, she was sitting there minding her own business and 11 cops broke down her door. 10 of them were men, 10, for a text that she sent to a dude who was assaulting her. Imagine soaking in your lavender bath bomb relaxation moment. Music playing, candles softly burning, and suddenly the SWAT team is in your bathroom. Honestly, Britain used to be known for tea and politeness. Now it's just bad weather and cops who apparently can't knock. The social media Nazis are in full swing over there. Never mind the crime, the rapes, all of the horrendous things that are happening. They're arresting people for free speech. And for flying their own country's flag. I've got lots of other fun stuff for you as well. So yeah, welcome to 2025, the year where Meta reads your DMs, hospitals rebrand sciences, sci-fi, Christmas songs gaslight us, chicken tastes like Clorox wipes, Big Food gets sued for selling edible sadness, McDonald's engineers nostalgia smells, the police will happily ruin your bubble bath, and we also have some politics to talk about, conspiracy theories, how the ice is going to the Super Bowl, and so much more. So let's jump right in, shall we?
Come on in, boys. The water is fine.
The first clippy is the chlorine and plastics in chicken one by Denny Doerr. The second is San Fran suing Big Food by the Food Babe. And the third is the Mickey D's scent one by John Kimmo. To start off a triple shot of insanity.
This video about chicken, even organic chicken being washed in chlorine, is going viral.
Organic chicken is what I always buy, but one thing that they have is 5% retained water. So you might think that you're buying a healthier version by choosing organic, but retained water pretty much means it's being dunked in a chlorine-filled pool so it can preserve it. Switch two was air chilled. Look for 100% air chilled. And that means once it's taken out, it's just being chilled in here, not being dunked for preservatives.
She has a great point. When I buy chicken, I try to get air chilled whenever possible. But if this is news to you, you should also be aware of the plastic that holds these packaged foods together. Most grocery store meat is wrapped in polyvinyl chloride, PVC, or plastic number 3, the worst plastic for food. PVC on its own is a carcinogen and brittle and toxic, so manufacturers add plasticizers and phthalates to make it soft and clingy. The problem is that these chemicals are fat soluble. So when the plastic is pressed up against your chicken for days, those chemicals migrate into the fats and juices and your food absorbs them. Now, heat makes this even worse, so you want to avoid letting this get warm, but studies show that migration happens even during cold storage, transportation, and retail display. Not to mention environmentally, PVC is one of the least recyclable plastics and creates toxic byproducts when it breaks down. Now, I don't want you to never eat chicken again, so here are a few solutions. You can get leaner cuts like chicken breasts. These generally carry less risk because there's less fat to absorb the chemicals. You can also go to the butcher and have the meat wrapped in freezer paper or butcher paper, or you can go to the freezer section because frozen meats are usually vacuum sealed in thicker plastic like PE or plastic number 2 and 4, which means they're more stable and less likely to leach. It's also worth noting that some companies are starting to phase out PVC for safer plastics, and while it's not easy to know for sure, big retailers like Walmart and Target have made progress, whereas stores like Trader Joe's, Publix, and almost every fast food chain have been slow to move away from PVC.
Coca-Cola, Kraft, PepsiCo, General Mills, and Nestle. Their products include Oreos, cola, Doritos, mac and cheese, Cheerios, and Sour Patch Kids. The city's lawsuit argues that these companies knew they were selling food that made people sick, but sold it anyway. As a result, San Francisco says it had to pick up the tab by treating illnesses it says are caused by eating all that ultra-processed food. Vani Hari is a best-selling author and food activist. She joins me now. Vani, great to have you. So San Francisco's mayor, Daniel Lurie, said today, families deserve to know what's in their food. We are not going to let our residents be misled about the products in our grocery stores. This is what you've been saying.
You know, this isn't just a lawsuit, it's a reckoning. The ultra-processed food industry is finally being held accountable for feeding disease and not nutrition. These companies didn't just sell products, they sold sickness, and the city of San Francisco is suing them for it. For years, our movement has been shining a light on these exact tactics the lawsuit describes: engineering cravings, chemicals nobody asked for, and marketing aimed straight at our kids. We've pushed for transparency, we've pushed for safer ingredients, and I've taken taken the heat for it specifically, but now we're seeing a major city finally put all of this into a legal complaint, and the tide is turning. Big Food's old playbook isn't working anymore.
Yeah, it's striking how much the lawsuit claims that these food companies are following Big Tobacco's playbook, that they are, you know, engineering and designing these ultra-processed foods to be addictive. They're also marketing these foods to kids with Tony the Tiger, and we've got Fred Flintstone, Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. All these characters that are mass marketed, these are all things Big Tobacco did by marketing cigarettes like Virginia Slims to women and lying to people and making it addictive.
You know, this is a very spiritual movement. This is for humanity. I don't know how we can stand a chance against this type of manipulation when a company like PepsiCo has a robot that mimics human taste buds. The fact that Cheetos are engineered to melt away and have this thing called vanishing caloric density when a food dissolves quickly so the brain doesn't register the calories so you keep reaching for more. And how Doritos are laced with MSG, MSG that's given to rats in obesity studies to make them fat and create flavors that don't exist in nature. The chemicals they create intensify in the brain, and our brains aren't built for that level of flavor overload. The powder that they put on snack food, so it's meant to stick to your fingers, so that dust increases consumption with each lick and each repeat into your mouth. The fact that cereals are marketed to kids to stay crunchy in milk longer to increase the satisfaction hit, to make bright colors look more flavorful than they are, because processed food without them would look dull and gray and nobody would eat them. The fact that emulsifiers and thickeners and sweeteners are combined
you to convinced yogurt and ice cream
to hit your dopamine levels.
The reason that McDonald's tastes so good, it actually has nothing to do with taste. One day I was buying something from Craigslist, so I met this lady. We got to talking and I asked her, so what do you do? She says, oh, I'm a chemist. I said, no way, that's crazy. My parents are both chemists. I was like, what kind of chemist? She said, I'm a food scientist. I said, no way, my parents are both food scientists. I said, what kind of food science? She says, I manufacture smells. And I'm just like, huh? What does that mean? Who do you do that for? I manufacture smells for McDonald's. I'm like, what? She said, yeah, you know when you drive by a McDonald's, there's a scent wafting out of the vents? She's like, that's not food. That's a chemical that I made to draw people in when they smell McDonald's. She said, the French fries is the same thing. It doesn't taste good because of the potatoes or the oil. We manufacture a chemical and fry it in there so that it can taste like a perfect French fry. Same thing with the burgers, same thing with the nuggets. Because 80% of taste actually comes from our smell. So I was like, really? McDonald's tastes good because of a chemical you make and put in there to make it smell? And she's like, yep. So I said, given that, would you recommend that I probably don't eat McDonald's? She's like, yep. Guys, this is a lady who makes chemicals for smell at McDonald's is telling us not to eat McDonald's.
It's 8:47 a.m. You're running late, and you're wearing sunglasses indoors. You didn't plan to go to McDonald's, but somehow you wound up in the drive-thru, whispering your order like it's a confession. And then it hits you. That smell.
You smell that? You smell that? Dead one, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
My pappy used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, get a hold of Maggie Hart at MAGGIE_HEART at outlook.com to get it fixed.
Next up, a little football. The first video by the spiritual Shade Room 1 is a theory this guy has that a recent football game was a Charlie Kirk, Erica Kirk ritual of some sort. See what you think about that one. And the second one is Ice Coming to the Super Bowl by Manny Fresh 81.
This stuff is just sick at this point, because look who scores a touchdown right here on Erica Kirk's birthday at that. Yeah, that's right. Christian Kirk, when the Texans are wearing all red at that, I mean, come on. You really can't script this stuff any better. And when Christian Kirk scored the touchdown, it made the score 9-10 or 10-9, obviously, because the Texans took the lead, but still, 9/10 is the way that it shows, 9-10, you know, because the Bills are the away team, the Texans are the home team. I mean, 9-10, what day was Charlie unalived? Oh, yeah, that's right. He was unalived on 9/10.
We gotta be ready. We gotta get right. It's gonna be a battle in the NFL tonight. So get ready. I mean, get ready.
Yo, I got some bad news. Bad Bunny is saying y'all up. Yo, it says ICE agents will conduct immigration enforcement at the Super Bowl. Bad Bunny, y'all setting them up. Chill, bro. Chill. I think it's best for you to just back off the Super Bowl. Just the same way you backed off of doing concert in the United States because of this issue. Now, if you carry on with performing, you're bringing ICE over. You can't make... Now, as far as ICE agents shouldn't be there. Nah. Let people enjoy themselves. Let them go see that. Let them see the game. ICE agents should just wait for them in their home. Or something. Or go do something else. But don't wait for them in the stadium. Don't do that. What you guys think? You think ICE agents should actually be at the stadium waiting? Do you think Bad Bunny is setting them up? Because he didn't perform in the United States, so I perform there now. And he didn't perform in the United States because he knew he was going to have ICE agents out there. So what you guys think? You think Bad Bunny's actually setting them up?
Gotta be honest, I think the first one's a bit of a stretch. I think we can find a ritual or a coincidence in anything if we look hard enough. And the second one, what even is a Bad Bunny? Like, I want real music back. I really want old music back, the stuff that we grew up listening to. And even the 50s and 60s music, 90s music, early 2000s, anything is better than what they're playing out there now, in my opinion. It's a bunch of garbage, for the most part, 99% of it. I think Bad Bunny is some sort of freak. I don't watch the Super Bowl halftime show except to look for ritual stuff. I'm sure there's checkerboards and all kinds of demonic symbols and all the same stuff that we see every Super Bowl halftime show. But entertainment? No, I don't find it entertaining at all. That's just my personal opinion. And if this Bad Bunny refused to do shows in the U.S. because he knew it would draw ICE to his shows and he didn't want people to get arrested, why would he be doing the Super Bowl thing? Is it a setup? No, I don't think it's a setup. I think he's doing it for the money and he's doing it for the ritual content. And he was probably coerced into doing that. That would be more logical. And why shouldn't ICE agents show up there? If we have illegal immigrants buying tickets for these games, possibly on income they received from the government that was generated from our taxes, or money that was supposed to be set aside to support the American people in need, by all means, arrest them. And even if they did pay for the tickets with money that they legitimately earned, they're still here illegally and don't have a right to be. I say, yeah, get them at the gate. Let some of the American families that struggled to save money to take their kids to that game move up a couple sections and take those seats. And as far as where they should be arrested, anywhere they can grab them. They're illegal, not like this next clippy of the British lady who didn't do anything wrong except for send a text with a derisive word in it to a guy that was assaulting her. The last batch of clippies had a song from Hank Williams Jr. The next one, the videos from Libs of TikTok Official, is gonna feature some music by The Clash.
I've heard 11 police officers turned up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd left my front door open. I was waiting for my dad to come to the house. I was actually in the bath.
At 11 they opened the door themselves.
And just came in?
And came in.
And you're in the bath?
Yeah.
And what do they say to you?
Well, I heard my name, which was one female out of the lot of them.
And 10 male officers?
Yeah. And then I heard my name, and I thought, well, it might be my sister, because it didn't sound like someone who was... Because obviously I was upstairs in the bath. And then they just come up the stairs, and they didn't give me any privacy or anything. Like I had
you were naked?
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
Disgusted and really upset. I was crying my eyes out.
And what did they say to you? What did they say they were there for?
Well, I was just asking them, can they just leave the female officer and can they please go downstairs, as obviously I was upset and I had no clothes on, and he kind of wanted to watch me get changed, and I was very upset about that. In the end, they did send the males down the stairs and the female officer sat with me. I was crying my eyes out, I was really upset. And then I said, well, what are you even here for? Because I was shocked. I was in utter shock. And she said, for malicious communications, hate crime and malicious communications. And I said, well, what for? And they said, we'll discuss that when we get to the, basically, to the police station.
It's conspiracy theory time. The first video is from Jim Brewer Official, the comedian. The guy's awake. The second one, Scott Lubick, has this device that he claims the military uses to protect you from 5G and from them getting into your head. It's called a Q-Link SRT-3. You can get them on Amazon, the blue ones like he has around his neck, which obviously you can't see, for about $100. Then the next one is from Whispers of Truth. It's about Max Spears, who was found dead inside his apartment after talking about reptilians on interviews. For those of you that have listened to me for a long time, you know that I've spoken about the movie Ready Player One lots of times, because there's a lot of predictive programming in that movie and a lot of hints in there as to where the bad guys would like to see us going if they had their way. It's connected to the whole metaverse thing. If you haven't seen the movie or read the book, I definitely recommend you do so.
Say this again. Tell me this again.
So, the guy who directed Ready Player One.
Ready Player One directed it, yeah.
He created a documentary on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
And it's about aliens.
Right.
And how the government knows there's aliens and we have the technology.
Right.
And it's about the race, the Cold War race, to see who can reverse engineer alien technology the quickest.
You know what it sounds like to me? What they've been saying for years? How to really roll in the New World Order?
The alien invasion. And when the aliens invade, we shall unite as humanity under one government. What do you think Maui was? Oh, yeah, the fire out of nowhere. The lasers don't exist. Jim's a conspiracy theorist. Am I now, Saya?
Here come the aliens.
It's all just a deflection.
Oh, could it be a deflection from... certain things? I guess we'll never know.
What is this wrapped around my neck? What is it? Why do you think ads pop up when you just think about something? It's called a disruptor. They use in the military so people can't read your thoughts or put thoughts into your mind. Let me explain. I mean, have you ever just lost control, done something, and then a few minutes later, you're like, what did I do that for? What to do next? What to think? What to believe? How to vote? All of it is getting put into you with devices like this. Let me explain. These are wireless headphones, okay? Connect to your phone, Bluetooth. If you want to test this, put these in your ears. Once you hook them Bluetooth to your phone, drop your phone, put it into your pocket. These go dead, static. Because this disruptor, which they use in the military, which you can buy, and which you should be wearing right now, puts a halo around you of protection, so EMF, electronic magnetic fields, cannot be pumped into you, sublingual thoughts, sublingual messages. They can legit make a crowd go crazy or make a crowd be very docile. Legit. Military technology. It's out. It's here. They use it on us. Don't kid yourself. You're welcome.
There are certain sounds. There is a certain sound that they cannot stand. That they panic and they run away from. I know They Live, and in the movie They Live, and in They Live, there is a sound, there is a frequency. I don't know if you remember it towards the end, that Roddy Piper goes to, and it's a frequency that's being beamed out, which enables these aliens to look in human form. And when he breaks this frequency, then they're all it alters the holographic projection that they're keeping. And I think it's a misconception that they are actually shape-shifting. Some are, but it's a misconception. What they're actually doing is altering your visual cortex to make you think you're seeing them that way.
Absolutely, yes.
And this is very important as well, you know, because you can that's the truth. They're not actually looking that way. They've just manipulated your mind to think that they are.
And that must work through all kind of visual media. Otherwise, you'd see a lot of these aliens walking around.
Absolutely, yeah. I've noticed a lot of news readers, because they're doing that as an indoctrination and conditioning. If you look at news readers, because they're the ones who are in your house every day, look carefully at the news readers. It's slowly drip, conditioning you to accept.
BBC is the worst, I think.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I've noticed since we've changed to digital now, my senses have become extremely heightened, and even when I'm just listening to the TV, or even when you turn the volume down, I hear this sound frequency coming from the television that completely messes with my pineal gland.
So to clarify with Max Spears, some of the things that he said either show reptilians in their true form or bother them are church bells, which is kind of fascinating since we know that most of them are being destroyed or have been destroyed. The Om or Om chant, angelic tones, piercing crystalline harmonic tones like clear quartz bowls, tuning forks above 500 hertz, certain chimes and crystalline overtones, because they create a tear in the field that they hide behind, which makes them visible. And anything that creates sharp clarity, because he says the reptilian energies rely heavily on distortion and confusion and psychic fog. So anything that creates a sharp clarity, either mentally or vibrationally, hits them like a spiritual stun grenade, including chanting, mantras, bells, singing bowls, and certain tones used in old rites. Not because it physically hurts them, but because it breaks their camouflage. They don't like organite also, by the way. And we've talked about before, as far as the church bells go, that part of the reason I feel that they're destroying them and have been destroying them also is because they have been used for centuries to vibrationally heal people as well as clear energy. The next two clippies from Please Stay Awake and the Detox Darling are about the Meta reading your DMs and the hospitals renaming the Jabby Jab.
Starting December 16th, Meta will start reading your DMs. Every conversation, every photo, every voice message fed into AI and used for profit. So here's how to stop it. Now, they make this intentionally difficult on purpose, and you can only do this on desktop. You cannot do this from the mobile app. So first, you're going to visit privacycenter.instagram.com, and it's going to take you to this page here. And what you want to do is you click on Other Policies and Articles, and you'll see where it says how Meta uses information for generative AI models and features. Click here, and the third option is privacy and generative AI. You open this, scroll to the bottom, and you'll see it says, whether you use Meta products or not, anyone can submit requests related to their personal information from third parties being used to develop and improve AI at Meta. You click on learn more and submit requests here, and this is the form that you want to submit. So you click this, fill out this information here, and send this, and this is how you submit to opt out of Meta using your information.
They are quietly now renaming the boop-boops so that we don't notice what we're consenting to. Biogenics is their new terminology for this. Just a little bit more confusing semantic hopscotch to play. They wonder why people assume, rightly so, that something shady is going on, when the paperwork, the medical paperwork, is engineered to make the average person feel illiterate. How many times are they going to try and fool us? We've already had gene-based immunoprophylactics and therapeutic biological agents. I mean, We shouldn't need a biomedical dictionary or an attorney to be able to understand our own medical forms. This was just a quick note to say, be aware, it's very sneaky.
Next up, the Real Slim Sherry, one of my fave Gen X contributors, talks about the Christmas Mandela effect. And I'm going to preface that with Bing Crosby's version of I'll Be Home for Christmas, followed by a clip from Kelly Clarkson.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can blank on me. What's the word? Go ahead and listen. You and tell me if you remember it differently.
No, it's a whole lot of nope. This Mandela effect is getting out of control. You're trying to convince millions of people that they have the same exact collective false memories. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Not you can plan on me. You realize that that doesn't even make sense. You can plan on me. You plan a Christmas party. You count on people to be there. It's just getting to be ridiculous at this point. And with really iconic, in my best mom voice, knock it off. Is there some kind of grand plan here to make us all over 40 look like we're bad crazy? I know I'm not crazy. It's you can count on me. You know what I can count on? My memory. I know that's not wrong. How many of you out there remember, you can count on me? You take whatever that is and take it back to whatever dimension it came from, because it does not belong here. I don't even know what's real anymore. Make it make sense.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me.
So, collective memory loss, selective memory loss, or Mandela effect? I'll leave it up to you to decide. The next two, just for fun, from Freedune TV and Mayflower Mommy 13, show the vast difference in our youth today. The first girl thinks that all veterans are veterinarians, and the second kid trained his AI to prove the existence of God, and his college professor wigs out. Listen to what he says.
Crazy to me that every person who retires from the military is considered a veterinarian.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Everybody that retired from the military is a licensed veterinarian. I mean, they did risk life and limb to make sure all their dogs back home was good. That lady Candle ain't got no fuse.
It's basically a chatbot that spreads fascist Christian propaganda. The last thing America needs is for millions of MAGA types to be able to educate themselves and argue like Charlie Kirk, and you're all just letting it in the...
Let me play part of that again.
The last thing America needs is for millions of MAGA types to be able to educate themselves and argue like Charlie Kirk, and you're all just letting it in the...
Freudian slip from the old college professor, huh? The next triple shot is Ilhan. Ilhan Omar is in the news again. The first clip is from Miss Mischief 09. The second two from ICE Supporters with a little Run DMC thrown in for good measure.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar here, and a Minneapolis resident. I am really excited to support Senator Omar Fateh to be the next mayor of the city of Minneapolis.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your support, Ilhan. You know the city. I used to work here in City Hall, and you always fought for us and CD5 residents at the Capitol. And so honored to have your support. Together, we're going to build an affordable city accountable to us.
Minneapolis has become unaffordable, unattainable for so many people, and we need a leader that has a vision to make the city work for all of us, and that is Omar.
Let's make it happen.
Rank him number one.
Yes.
This, you being nice to me? You admire me? You got back together with Kevin, didn't you?
I do not need a man to make me feel good. Plus, I'm trying to be at peace with myself.
So asking Congresswoman Craig to initiate an ethics investigation into Congresswoman Omar because of questions about federal tax fraud, federal immigration fraud, federal student loan fraud, and state violations of perjury, bigamy, kickbacks, and acts of campaign fraud abuse in Boston, Washington, New York, Chicago, and Florida. There are also violations of state ethics or of the Minnesota House ethics rules regarding colleges for speeches she gave while she was in partial control of their budgets as a member of the House Higher Education Finance Committee in both 2017 and 2018. She was found guilty of the violations by the Minnesota Campaign Finance Board 3 weeks ago in order to return those funds on June 6th. Ms. Omar appears to be a serial career criminal and should not have access to our nation's highest secrets and intelligence. That is why I'm calling on our Congresswoman Angie Craig to protect both our national security and our respect of the rule of law. Tax fraud, immigration fraud, student loan fraud, perjury, bigamy, kickbacks, and campaign abuse fraud from the East Coast to the Mississippi River.
I don't know this woman.
Would you know me if I shoved my foot up your ass?
Oh, yes, there she go.
ICE is ramping up operations in the Twin Cities as well, and Garrett Tenney watching that for us. And where are we now? Garrett, good morning to you.
Yeah, Bill, good morning to you. Federal agents are now on the ground in the Twin Cities, focusing on the Somali community and anyone who is in the country illegally. We know they have been stopping some folks out on the street asking for their IDs, also going door to door looking for specific individuals. All of this, as you mentioned, comes after those massive fraud schemes in Minnesota that involved mostly folks from the Somali community, fraudulently charging the state more than $1 billion for social services that were never performed.
The next double shot from I'm Right in Front and the White House has Ren and Stimpy, otherwise known as Bill and Hillary, in the hot seat, as well as Obama.
Voluntarily cooperate. They didn't schedule their interviews. Now there's a subpoena. But Bill and Hillary Clinton, if they continue to duck you, will you take them to court? Will you try to enforce a subpoena? Will you go the Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro route?
100%. We're going to go that route. We expect to hear from Bill and Hillary Clinton. Look, Donald Trump's answered questions for years about Jeffrey Epstein. Every day he gets asked questions about Epstein, and he answers them in front of the American people. We've subpoenaed Republicans and Democrats. Two Republicans have come forward, Bill Barr and Alex Acosta. They did interviews and deposition, and those were tough. But they did them. They didn't back down. Other Democrats have sent letters that saying they knew nothing about Epstein, which would hold in court if something ever comes out that they did know something, then they've committed perjury there. But the Clintons have never responded. They're the one group in this investigation that's never had to answer questions in front of a credible reporter, and they've never certainly answered questions from attorneys or members of Congress. So we expect the Clintons to come in, or I expect the Clintons to be met with the same fate that Bannon and Navarro were met with.
You got crooked Hillary with a crooked system. You hear about the system.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has unveiled shocking new evidence that former President Barack Obama and top aides in the Obama administration conspired to subvert President Trump's 2016 election victory and undermine the democratic will of the American people. While publicly pretending to engage in a peaceful transfer of power, in private, former President Obama went to great and nefarious lengths.
I saw the whole thing walking back from the Candy Cane Depot. I saw the whole thing!
Okay, it looks like we have an eyewitness here. What's your name, sir?
Don't matter what my name is!
The next two clippies from Fox News, Shaman Hawk and Avery Day and Shaman Hawk, talk about Afghan nationals and savages. The second clippy is pretty graphic, so if you have any children in the room, you might want to send them into a different room. And if you're listening at the office, you may want to put on some headphones.
Well, this just in, we have a Fox News alert from Brooke Taylor. You won't believe this. DHS is confirming that an Afghan national was arrested Tuesday after posting a video of himself on TikTok indicating he was building a bomb with an intended target of the Fort Worth area. Mohammed Dawood Alukazai is charged at the state level with making a terroristic threat. According to DHS, listen to this, he came to the United States as part of Operation Allies Welcome. So here you have it, this happened Tuesday, Texas Department of Public Safety. This is a second Afghan national, second one this week, Operation Allies Welcome. He had a terror plot. We know it comes the same week that deranged individual, that alleged assassin, took out two of our heroic National Guard, came here on the same program, Operation Allies Welcome, a program that we were assured time and time again by Mayorkas, by Jen Psaki, by Joe Biden himself, was safe and secure. But here we have a second data point in 1 week that it was not safe, it was not secure. And we've got to look very hard at this program as President Trump is vowing to make change. We will give you all the details as they come. New reporting in from Brooke Taylor.
Oh, look, another conspiracy that comes true again. You know, in one of my recent videos, I was telling, say, hey, we're just sitting around just not doing anything. Remember that somebody somewhere is training to kill you. Yeah, because she was talking about this is in the Fort Worth area. Well, here in Texas, we say the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And if I'm not mistaken, I think in the last 3 years, 48 mosques have been built around the Dallas area. When you find yourself in the middle of a battle, some kind of a skirmish that's going on, don't think that the people that show up in masks and uniforms are your friend. You're on your own, America. You always have been, and you better take it real serious now.
People make up countries, and importing people from third world countries will get you third world values like honor killings. This is Orion. She was born in Syria. She's 18, and she moved with her family from Syria. They passed through Turkey and ended up in the Netherlands. Ryan became too westernized for her family. She stopped wearing her hijab. She started dating a Dutch guy. And she assimilated into Western culture. Well, in Islam, that warrants an honor killing. They hate Western values so much that if a family member adopts them, you can kill that family member. So that's exactly what her father and two brothers did. Her body was found in a swamp. Ryan had been gagged with tape over her mouth, her hands and ankles bound, and 18 meters of duct tape were around her body. The father and brother's defense is, well, that's normal from our country. It's a cultural norm where we're from. Okay, so then why in the hell are we, the Western world, importing people that think that's okay? Because if they're gonna do it to their own family, think of what they wanna do to us. They hate our way of life so much they will kill their family members for adopting it. We cannot import these people and then pay for their stay. Oh yeah, the worst part, Ryan knew this was going to happen. She had ran away from home twice, barefoot, had told neighbors and friends that her family was going to kill her. She was under police protection at one point, up until like a few weeks before she was murdered. For honor violence, family chats recovered from phone showed discussions about her being shamed for her choices of integrating into society. Again, if they're going to kill their daughter for this, if that's a norm from their culture, from their way of life, think of what they're going to do to us when they become the majority. Because they are going to be, they're having kids at way higher rates. There's nearly 2 billion Muslims in the world, and an estimated 500 million of them are extreme jihadists and hold these values and beliefs. We are not compatible. Pretending otherwise is going to get women killed.
So not long ago, people would post something like this, oh, it's big, it's a conspiracy theory, all that. Well, now we see in the countries where they're mostly the majority of the population, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's not bigotry. It's not whatever you want to call it. It's another conspiracy theory that came true. But it's not too late. If people worked with the government who wants to go ahead and rectify this, the problem ends pretty quick.
I really don't like to bring those stories to my show, but there's something that's necessary to raise awareness to situations like these. It's not okay for these people to be here. And the fact that anybody would want to protect these people from having them being taken by ICE and deported is such a crazy thing to me that I can't even fathom, because they're putting their, not only themselves, but their families, their children, their moms, their nieces and nephews at risk. This has to be stopped. We have to be able to peacefully take control of the situation and allow the ICE agents to do what they need to do. I'm not saying there aren't any bad apples and control freaks in the bunch in regards to ICE agents, because just like anything else, purely based on statistics and percentages alone, you're going to have a bad apple here and there. But look at how many rotten, stinking, maggot-infested apples are in this country illegally. We need to fix this, folks. We need to be able to protect ourselves, our families, and our country. This show is purely for entertainment purposes only, right? And my opinions are my own. You don't have to agree with them. But when I think of the ICE agents that are maligned, that are spit on, that have drinks thrown at them, that people are actually physically accosting them and calling them names, verbal abuse is off the charts when it comes to liberals with these ICE agents when they're just trying to do their job, to me is eerily reminiscent of our Vietnam soldiers when they returned. These people that risked their lives to keep our country safe, that sacrificed everything and were treated like dogs when they returned. That's what this reminds me of in some aspects. Only in some ways it's worse, because now in the digital age, they're looking up these people's names and posting publicly where they live so that their entire families are at risk. And they're doing the same thing to cops, too. We all need to be praying and sending the energy the way that we want it to go for positive change and for people to wake up and see how close we are to losing our country. Look at history. In Iran, the shift after the 1979 Islamic Revolution, when the government enforced the mandatory wearing of hijabs for women in public, started. People were dressing in Western garb before that. In Pakistan, also in the 1970s, following a military dictatorship. In Egypt, in the 70s, that was linked to the political revival of the Muslim Brotherhood. Go back and Google images of those absolutely breathtaking, beautiful, gorgeous women before these mandates were placed. Notice how happy and carefree they look. Their faces are relaxed. They're not tense. They look content. And then do an easy search and look at some recent videos where they're being beaten in their courtyard like an animal for not obeying their husband. Or like the previous story, being murdered by their family for not obeying the rules. One thing that I want to clarify is when I talk on my shows about Muslims, it's kind of a blanket word. And I want to apologize for that, because when I think about this from a religious perspective or from my own personal belief perspective, Jesus didn't ban entire groups of people. He condemned the cruelty and the ignorance. He went after behavior, not identity. And not all Muslims are bad. That was pretty much his consistent stance on violence and extremism. It was the actual behavior. He would say, judge the tree by its fruit, not by the forest it grew in. So don't blame an entire people for the actions of extremists. Call out the radical behavior. He'd see them, Muslims today, the radical ones, like he saw the violent Romans, the corrupt Pharisees, or zealots who justified violence in God's name. He'd condemn the ideology and called individuals back towards sanity, compassion, and truth. But he would not demonize an entire population. And from a consciousness perspective, he probably saw people like we do as sleeping or awake, not necessarily good group versus bad group. He'd probably say these people are lost in the shadows, so confront the evil, but don't dehumanize the lost. As an example, I bet some of these women that were raised up this way and married off to people their grandfather's age and been abused and beaten all their lives, if they knew that they could escape and be free without any repercussions, I bet you money they would escape that religion in a heartbeat, as long as they weren't brainwashed. And we've had plenty of instances historically where Christians were total cretins. Look at the witch hunt. Probably 80% of the people that listen to my show right now would be classified as a witch if you practice any sort of herbology, any sort of natural healing. You'd be burned as a witch back then. Are you a witch? No. You practice holistic healing or go the natural path as opposed to prescription drugs. But back then, yeah, you'd be smoking hot, but not in a good way because of the radical Christians. Or look at people born into communist countries. They don't have any say-so, but that doesn't mean they believe just because they happen to be born in a certain country. We know what the Muslim's book says. So there's that. And we definitely need to keep that in consideration. I'm just saying that for myself, when I say Muslims, sometimes it appears as though I mean every single one of them, and that's not necessarily the case. The next clippy from Steve Lazarus Brooks tells women what the most dangerous places for a woman are.
What's the number one most dangerous place for a woman? Sadly, it's her own home. What's number two? You're looking at it. In 2022, nearly 15% of all robberies took place at gas stations. Predators love them because they know you have to get out of your car and they know your attention is going to be diverted while you're pumping gas. Add it all up, this is prime hunting ground for thieves, carjackers, and rapists. So what can you do? Well, avoid seedy rundown joints off the beaten path, especially at night. Choose a pump closest to the store entrance. Keep your doors locked until you're ready to fuel up. Before you get out, scan the area for anyone suspicious, like men who are hanging out and not pumping gas. If it doesn't look right, trust your instincts and drive away. If you do gas up, have your keys on you, put your phone away, keep your purse and other valuables out of sight. A personal defense tool like pepper spray is a real bonus here. While the pump is running, keep your head on a swivel and don't be afraid to get loud and assertive with anyone who gets in your space. And one more thing, never let your tank get so close to empty that you have to stop at the first gas station you see. Share your thoughts in the comments below and follow me here and at stevelazarusbooks.com for more.
The next two videos from Hardcore Closer and Representative Maria Salazar and Fox News shared by Steve Ram 3 are about impending possible war.
President Trump just closed down the airspace and put a tweet out on X saying, nobody, no pilots, no airlines, no narco traffickers, no human traffickers can enter the airspace of Venezuela. Here's what's going on. Now, what they're presenting it to the American public as is that they are stopping drugs from entering our country via Venezuela. And while that is partially true, that is not 100% of the reason why we're going in and basically going to war with Maduro right now. The word on the web and the word on the streets is that when the 2020 election was fraudulently claimed that Biden had won, and if you remember back in 2020, people were talking about these Dominion voting machines. Do you remember that? The Dominion voting machines. Matter of fact, they had Rudy Giuliani hemmed up in court with a nine-figure settlement because he was saying things about the election and some of these Dominion voting machines. Do you remember all that? Well, it turns out the hackers, the alleged hackers from the Dominion voting machines, the IPs and everything come from Venezuela. So America is looking at this, it's the word on the street, America and Trump are looking at this as the Venezuelans hacked and stole an election. And so they are going to damage their economy, seize their drugs, which, let's be real, to get redistributed anyway, they always do, seize their oil as well so that they can pay reparations to America for interfering with our election. They just can't talk about this publicly right now because Trump's already an election denier and they say he's a sore loser and everything else, but he's got proof. This is what I hear. He's from credible sources. He's got proof, and he's going over there to prove his point. And when they go and they catch all the drugs and they stop the drug flow from Venezuela, and they go over there and they confiscate the oil, then they'll announce that turns out the election was stolen from over here, too. You heard it first right here.
How long before this happens?
Minute.
Because we're on the verge. You're saying within days we're going to see something happen.
Because this is what we did with Iran, that we gave ample notice to the commercial airlines. Do not overfly the Venezuela. That's exactly what the president has done.
Well, you heard it. It's imminent in just days.
Developing news of an imminent attack that is going to be coming here in the next few days. Take a look at the latest headlines with me so you can see it for yourself. Trump signals imminent land attacks As the tensions and rhetoric between the United States and Venezuela continue to rise, President Donald Trump has announced the closure of Venezuelan airspace, sparking fears of an imminent U.S. land attack. Venezuela calls Trump's call to close airspace a colonialist threat. You can see this coming out today. Venezuela condemns Trump airspace closure warning coming out in the last 19 hours. Is U.S. President Donald Trump preparing to strike Venezuela? Let me know your thoughts in the comments, yes or no. I'm going to share with you the video footage where they're saying yes and very soon. And take a look, the airspace over Venezuela completely clear. You can see this coming out 15 hours ago. And here's the actual True Social post that he put out over the weekend yesterday to all airlines, pilots, drug dealers, and human traffickers. Please consider the airspace above and surrounding Venezuela to be closed in its entirety. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. And let me know your thoughts. Are we about to see some serious attacks take place on Venezuela? We've heard the warnings, and now over the weekend, he's saying close the airspace. I'm going to play for you the video footage, as they said this was the same thing that we saw happen with Iran, that there was that warning, and then shortly after, unexpectedly, hit. We're hearing that that could be coming here very soon.
Whoa! Good God, y'all!
What is good for?
I absolutely love to say it again.
Whoa!
That was Edwin Starr and War. I'm running a little bit over tonight, folks, but I can do that on these networks, and I love that. The recipe clip that I shared last week seemed to be pretty popular, so I wanted to share another one. It's cold weather, and one of my comfort foods on a quick night when I don't want to have to spend a lot of time at the stove is grilled cheese and tomato soup. And given our story last week about Campbell's, we know they use bioengineered products, and their tomato soup has it too. I make homemade tomato soup, and it's really easy, and it's delicious. So I'm going to share Nick's kitchen recipe for his. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. I'm going to slide a couple of quick promos in there so you have time to get a pen and paper.
If you like Maggie and the sound of her voice and want to keep her airing quality shows, I'd be much obliged if you donate to the network, because those folks are dirt poor and rely on your contributions to keep the lights on.
The entry music, sometimes my halftime music, and the ending music are all provided by my good buddy Pat Carr, a wonderful original musician from Louisiana, now residing in Colorado. You can check him out at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. Pat's at All Music, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundClick, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. He is all over the place. Please check him out, support his music, and tell him Maggie sent you.
Bye, Santa!
Bye, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
See you tomorrow! Ho, ho, ho!
Here's how to make the easiest tomato soup without using a pot. Fill 2/3 of a baking sheet with tomatoes, then 1/4 yellow onion, a few slices of bell pepper, and a couple halved heads of garlic. Cover everything with your favorite olive oil. I'm using the Osmo roasted garlic oil, as well as a generous sprinkle of salt, and then toss this in the oven to bake at 400 Fahrenheit for about 35 to 40 minutes, or until it looks like this. Squeeze out the garlic, and then scrape the bottom of your pan to pick up any extra bits of flavor, then add everything to a pot along with a bit of fresh basil and blend until smooth. Finish by adding an optional splash of heavy cream and season to taste. I like to eat mine with some good old grilled cheese.
Okay, for a little comedic relief, last clip of the night, Davey87DP explains why you can cancel on him the last minute.
Don't ever stress about canceling plans with me. I'll have my sweats back on before you finish the text. Like, yeah, seriously, you're not hurting my feelings. You're blessing my evening, okay? The second I see, hey, so something came up, I'm already halfway back into my comfort clothes. People act like canceling plans is this tragic event. Not for me. I thrive in cancellation environments, okay? I flourish when things get postponed. That's my natural habitat, okay? You think I'm going to be mad? No, I'm going to be relieved. I'll be lying in bed like, wow, look at God. Look at his timing. Amazing. So I'll still respond politely like, oh, no worries at all. But just know I'm literally horizontal already. Blanket tucked under my chin. Snack acquired. Show ready to be watched, okay? If anything, you should thank me because I just acted disappointed so you wouldn't feel bad, okay? But trust me, I was never going. I was spiritually in pajamas the whole time. So, yeah, cancel anytime. Bail last minute, change the plan, I support it, okay? Because peace isn't when plans happen. It's when they don't.
And that's a wrap, folks. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.